This is indeed a new era for the Irish Baptist College. Way back in 2004, a strategic review of the training that is offered in the college commenced. That happened initially arising from a church's council meeting in Ballymena. It seems to be getting a bit of press this evening. And that happened in Ballymena. It seems a long time ago now, and we've come through an awful lot of committee meetings, let me tell you. My wife always says she's really looking forward to heaven because there aren't going to be any committees there. I've said to her she might be in for a surprise. Who knows? There might be a committee or two. But it has been a good experience, if not an exhaustive experience, for the college working through this strategy. But there are developments, and I promised you this morning as we looked at a little flavour of college life that we'd look in a little bit more detail this evening at the developments that are taking place. The result of that strategic review is, of course, as I indicated this morning, that a new course has been developed. You'll be very pleased and encouraged and maybe somewhat relieved this evening to hear that it is a biblical course. We want to take our students through a biblical chronology, the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. We want to get our theology from the text of Scripture, very decidedly and pointedly from the text. And we want to give our students an opportunity to study biblical languages. And I know that fears fills some people with fear and dread, but it's not really all that bad. And there will be an opportunity just to dip your toe in the water in relation to that. And then if a student feels that he or she has the ability to continue on with that, then there will be opportunity to do so. So it's going to be a biblical course. Remember what I said this morning, that our object in all of this is vocational. It's not just to fill people's heads with knowledge, but it's to really prepare people for God opening a door for them into his service. It's a vocational course. So biblical, historical, an appreciation of Christian thought, rooting what we teach in the debates and the consultations of the past in church history, learning from that. We don't learn the lessons of history, someone said. We're doomed to repeat it. And maybe you can identify with that as we think about the history of our world, just the secular history of the world. I think from a biblical point of view, that's also true. We need to learn those lessons. So it's historical. I said this morning the course would be practical, and maybe I indicated to you that we envisage placements right throughout the course. So it won't be a case of just sitting in lecture time and in the library, but that alongside of that, a student will be getting hands-on experience of Christian service. First year in their home church, second year in another church working with a pastor, and then in the third year, hopefully, God willing, a cross-cultural experience. I always smile about this one because whenever I'm asked what that means, I think that you can look at it in two levels. You could, for example, take somebody from Coleraine, where I live, and send them away down to Cork. And for a Coleraine man, that probably would be fairly cross-cultural, or vice versa. But I think what we're envisaging here particularly is to take somebody out of their comfort zone, put them into another situation, God willing, perhaps around the world somewhere. We have obviously got links through our mission with various parts of the world, maybe opportunities there to send students to those situations. So we feel that that will be a very important part of this course, not just filling with heads with knowledge, but giving experience practically. It's going to be a relevant course. One of the most important aspects of Bible study for every Christian, and this applies, of course, to students going to a college, is that they learn not just what God's Word says, but how to actually use that. It's all very well having theories in your head, but you've got to be able to apply them. And so we want our students who have been through the course at the Irish Baptist College to be able to handle Scripture properly, looking at it in its original context. Like we did this morning, for example, we didn't jump immediately to the application of Philippians to ourselves. We looked at what it meant to those people in that situation in the first place. We want our students to be able to grasp that concept. And then to reflect on current issues biblically. The world that we live in today is a world that is full of all kinds of very protracted problems. How do we cope with those? How do we respond to them? Well, Scripture has principles. Doesn't mean that the Bible has something to say about every single problem that we face out there, but it has principles that apply very directly to all of those problems. And we want our students to be able to reflect on current issues biblically. It's going to be a flexible course, I'll say this very quickly, opportunity in 1 year to get a certificate, in 2 years a diploma, and then in a third year of study a degree. It's going to be an integrated course. The strands of the course, the biblical side, the historical side, and the ministry side, will be related to each other and to life in the ministry. And here's the probably for some people what is the most important thing about this course: a big change in the way that it is assessed. There will be no examinations. Let me say that again in case the penny didn't drop. There will be no examinations. Extended essays, in other words, continuous assessment, an element of journaling, reflecting on your own experience of learning, allied to the practical work that you're doing at the same time. A measure of group work. One of the most important things for folk going into the Lord's service is to learn how to work together with others. And in my experience, there are far too many people who are the Lone Ranger. In other words, they want to do it all their way and do it by themselves, and they don't want anybody else interfering. But we've got to learn to work together in God's service, and we want to teach our students to be able to do that. And then, of course, if they're going to be involved in public speaking, then an element of presentation is going to be assessed as well. So it's going to be an integrated course, but the assessment will be radically different from the past. As I indicated this morning, it will be an accredited course. We've been in consultation with the University of Wales at Lampeter, and it will be validated, God willing, at all levels of study. But as I said earlier, and I repeat it again, and please take this message out to the constituency, that the study and the content will be set and controlled in-house by the college itself, not controlled by the university. They will simply accredit it. Now, what about the starting date? September 2008, not 07, 08. We want to get it right, in other words. We're not quite at the stage yet to submit the various forms to the university for accreditation. We're not yet at the stage where we want to start delivering this course and teaching it. There's an awful lot of work still to be done behind the scenes. There's fine-tuning to be done. We want to get it right before we start. That doesn't mean that when it starts, it's going to be absolutely perfect from day one. There are going to be teething troubles in this course. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. But we want to get it as ready as we possibly can for presentation in September 08. How will the course be delivered? The answer, by staff. We need staff to deliver this course. Now, I hope you can see that. I'm not sure if at the back you can make it out very clearly. But I just want to mention that there has been quite a development in relation to the staff structure of the college. This is the previous college structure in Sandown Road. There was principal, director, or secretary, as he was then, Old Testament tutor, church history tutor. Starting to think I need glasses. I need to move a little bit nearer to this computer. A registrar and an administrative person. But then there was a change. That change was really something that, I suppose, crept up on us. It was something that almost happened imperceptibly. And that previous structure has been diminished. And you can see that the college structure in recent years has been seriously depleted. Principal, director, who did the pastoral and ministry studies, a part-time church history tutor, and a registrar. So quite a change in that. Some developments. I mentioned this morning that our brother John Burney will be resigning from the end of June to go and work with Slavic Gospel Association after having been involved with the college for 17 years. There will be a few retirements over the next 5-6 years. The principal will be retiring and our church history tutor will be retiring. Now, one thing that we do not want to happen is to wait until these people retire and then say, right, now what are we going to do? That shows a lack of foresight. That shows just putting your head in the sand, a bit like the proverbial ostrich. We don't want to do that. We want to be prepared and have a strategy. And so we've taken action. The College Management Committee has instituted a very thorough review and put in place a revised structure. And this is the step that has been taken. New staff. I started just about a month ago as assistant principal. Dr. Ken Scott, who has been working, as you'll know, in South Peru along with our institute there, will be coming on board from October as our part-time postgraduate studies tutor. We have a new training director, and this was something we're absolutely delighted about, that at our church's council this year, this post was approved, Mr. Nigel Young. I should say there's an E on the end of that. That's a misspelling. I'm sure he'd be horrified to see that. But Mr. Nigel Young, who's a member of the Windsor Church, will be coming on board to be our training director. And that post will be a little bit different now. He won't have the ministry and pastoral studies responsibility that John Burney had, because that's going to be taken on by Pastor Alan Baird. And you can see that at the bottom there, our ministry studies tutor. So there's quite a change. Here's the revised college structure. You can see that it's quite different from the one that we've had up until recently. We've got a principal, assistant principal, postgraduate, part-time, a biblical studies tutor, a ministry studies tutor, a director. You can see under the biblical studies one there. Now, this is an aspiration that we might have an assistant biblical studies person, somebody being trained up or groomed to work in that area, and also, of course, a registrar and a part-time admin person. So it's quite a change. There are budget implications. And I knew that somebody, at least out there, was probably saying, how much is that going to cost? It's going to cost money. There's no question about that. And the increase in cost will be £86,000 next year. Now, that's for that big picture. That's for that increased staff structure. £86,000, you say, poof, that's a lot of money in relation to the budget for the Irish Baptist College over recent years. And I say, yes, it seems a lot of money, but is it really when you look at the big picture? When you consider the question, can it be done? There are already encouraging signs. College deficit, and we have been running on a deficit over quite a few years. The deficit is down. Church giving is up last year by £10,000. That's terrifically encouraging. First time in living memory that that has happened. Churches giving are up from 71 to 72. There are quite a few churches who are not giving to Irish Baptist College. Part of my job is to get out there and get into those churches and encourage them to give to the college and to own the college as our own college. So the question that I'm asking is this: what price would you put on training leaders for the future? What price would you put on that? We're very happy to send folk into churches as pastors. We're very happy to send folk to Peru and to Europe and to Ireland as missionaries. But how much are we prepared to pay to train them to go? You see, the two things are related. They can't be separated. And so I want to encourage you to think in those terms tonight. £86,000 in today's world, is absolutely nothing for training people for God's work. Absolutely nothing. And I want to encourage you to support our college. What does that support mean? It means, as I've said, viewing the college as our college. It means praying for us. We can do nothing without prayer. Absolutely nothing. That's the starting point. It means sending us students. If students are called by God to go to college and they end up in another theological college, well, that's fine. We've got absolutely no problem with that. But the only churches that I can appeal to on behalf of the college are our Irish Baptist churches. And so I want to encourage you to, if you know of students who are thinking of going to Bible college or to theological college, say to them, have you thought about IBC? Come and have a chat with me, have a chat with the principal, and we'll talk to you about what you're hoping to do and what we offer in the college, and try together with you to find the Lord's will for your life. So send us students. Provide opportunities for students. I mentioned the college team this morning. That's a terrific way of identifying with IBC. Also the possibility of having a student assistant. And you can see from this, we'll be running placements. We need churches to open their doors and say, yes, we'll have a student. We'll try to have some input into their lives. I had a student recently in Coleraine, just before I finished as pastor there. What a tremendous experience that was. And you know, most folk in the church at the end of the placement said this: we really enjoyed having Barry. It was Barry Clingan from Mullock Mean Church in Fermanagh. We really enjoyed having Barry with us. He contributed so much to our church, and we hope that we were able to contribute something to his development as well. And I think it's that mutual relationship that's so important. So give opportunities to students and then give the necessary financial resources that we might be able to do what we're hoping to do under God for the future. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest. Thank you for your support. And if I can remind you again about the table in the foyer, there are lots of little pieces of literature there. Take as much of it away with you as you want to. There's plenty of it. And above all, continue to pray for us and take an interest in us. Thank you.